To hear God's word to us, which comes today from Philippians 2, verses 1 through 13. If then there is any encouragement in Christ, any consolation from love, any sharing in the Spirit, any compassion and sympathy, make my joy complete. Be of the same mind, having the same love, being in full accord and of one mind. Do nothing from selfish ambition or conceit, but in humility regard others as better than yourselves. Let each of you look not to your own interest, but to the interest of others. Let the same mind be in you that was in Christ Jesus, who, though he was in the form of God, did not regard equality with God as something to be exploited, but emptied himself, taking the form of a slave, being born in human likeness, and being found in human form, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. Therefore, God also highly exalted him and gave him the name that is above every name, so that at the name of Jesus every knee should bend in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Therefore, my beloved, just as you have always obeyed me, not only in my presence, but much more now in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling, for it is God who is at work in you, enabling you both to will and to work for his good pleasure. The word of God for the people of God.
Please be seated and let us pray. Lord God, as your word has been read, we pray now that it be proclaimed, even through the mouth of a fallible preacher, and especially through the hearts of the faithful gathered here. So come, Lord Jesus, speak through us. In the name of Christ, we pray. Amen. Yo tengo goza, 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 goza en mi corazón. Donde en mi corazón, donde en mi corazón. Yo tengo goza, 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 goza en mi corazón. Don't know the rest of it in Spanish. So I've got the joy, 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 joy down in my heart. We sang it with the children's sermon. And as we think about what joy is in Christ, I want you to picture that the Spirit loves through you. That's the joy of Christ. Today is the third and last part of our understanding of grace. If you remember, we began on the front porch. And John Wesley, the founder of the Methodist movement, talked about the understanding of the grace of God in a house. So here on the front porch is where God invites us, God woos us, God wants us to be a part of this relationship with him. And so God sends people our way and sends these beautiful sunsets and sunrises, and all sorts of interesting things happen in our life that turn us toward God. So that we can walk through the door, which is Christ. Today it's open, and there are other ways to use a hymnal, but it's open today because Christ opens himself for us. So Christ invites us to walk through, to accept him as Lord and Savior, into the house of salvation. So we looked at the prevenient grace of God on the front porch. We looked at the justifying grace of Christ through the door. And now we look at the sanctifying grace of God in the house. Sanctification, it's the process of becoming holy. It's like if you were trying to do a beautification thing of your front yard, you're in the process of making it beautiful. So in sanctification, you are in the process of becoming holy. At the very end of the scripture that Rhonda read for us just a few moments ago, you see where Paul is inviting the folks to know that Christ is working in them and through them. He said in verse 12, "Therefore, my beloved, just as you've always obeyed me, not only in my presence, but much more now in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. For it is God who's at work in you, enabling you both to will and to work for his good pleasure." So I want you to think about this beautiful house that Christ has given you. Okay? We walked through the door of Christ, and now we have this beautiful house. This place that's filled with all sorts of things. And along this way, the Spirit has given us gifts to love and to love others through the Spirit. Some of us have been given the gifts to teach, and some of us have been given the gifts of craftsmanship with our hands, not one of my blessings. Others have been given the gift of music, of which we are watching this morning and enjoying the music of our band. Some have been given the gift of discernment, and others have been given the gift of hospitality. All of you have been given a gift, at least 5 gifts. And the house that we live in here in Christ is ways in which we live out that in joy. But what sometimes happens in the midst of our living is that we get jealous of others. And we want to, oh, if I could only play the piano. That's all I got. Yeah, thanks. Sometimes we long for other gifts that aren't ours. And we spend our time and our energy longing for those gifts that aren't ours and ignoring the gifts that are ours. We don't live out the joy of being able to preach, or the joy of being active with our hands. We don't live out the joy of being able to figure out things through administration. We long for others that aren't ours. And the joy that is in us gets squelched because we long for something that isn't ours. Sometimes in this beautiful house that we have the tendency to rest, which is good, because it says to us that on the seventh day the Lord God rested for a day. But sometimes we think that, I have done my work. It is now time to relax and let the younger folk take the work. Well, just know that whenever we talk about those who rest from their labor, it's at their funeral, not in their Bible study. I know that there's a temptation to say no. And I understand no. because our world is pulling us in 14,000 different ways. And there's only so much of me to give, right? But I think sometimes when we're trying to discern what is best, we say no to the wrong things, and we say yes to the wrong things. So think about the joy that comes by accepting Christ and allowing that Spirit to love through us. Think about that joy in which you can live out into the world through the church. You know, as we try to find places for people to serve through the church, it's helping to understand that preposition right there. We don't serve the church, we serve through the church. That you've been given these gifts of music, you've been given these gifts of administration, of hospitality, of serving. You serve through the church. But sometimes we get so befuddled, disgruntled, that we start walking and walking and walking and walking, still walking. Still walking. And we find ourselves outside of the spiritual house. Remember, the whole idea of free will is involved in all of our decisions. That we can walk away from the spiritual house. God gave us a back door. They're in the back porch back there, by the way. So we have this choice to make. What we're going to do with our spiritual house. Well, one way to understand sanctification, this process of becoming holy, is by understanding it as a movement. And it's a constant cycle of belief and repentance. Of belief and repentance. You'll find it throughout all of Scripture, the ribbon of salvation that happens where you'll see that God made something good and then something happens. We choose otherwise that goes against the will of God. Then God saves us again and brings us up. And we say, oh God, okay, thank you very much, but we got it from here. We'll call you when we need you. And then we start that downward cycle again. And then God saves us, and we're constantly in this rhythm of belief and repentance, of belief and repentance, and belief and repentance, knowing that we're not in the same place ever. Twice, but we're always moving on an upward spiral through the Spirit that will help us to grow in this love of God in Christ Jesus. And you think, well, you know, I've never really needed to repent. Well, let me just say you need to now. Because sometimes we get so full of ourselves that there's nothing and no room for God. So we re-enter the door. And say, God, thank you for saving me. I'm yours. But to think that this whole thing is about us would be a travesty. As Rhonda read for us just a few moments ago, Well, Paul wrote that let the same mind be in you that was in Christ Jesus, who though he was in the form of God, did not regard equality with God as something to be exploited, but emptied himself, taking the form of a slave, a servant, being born in human likeness. And being found in human form, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. Therefore, God also highly exalted him and gave him the name that is above every name, so that at the name of Jesus every knee should bend in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. So that puts us back on the front porch, people. Back on the front porch to God into the world, so that every knee would bend and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Not by force, not by coercion, but by love. Will you join me on the front porch to go into the world to love? As I said earlier in the service, St. Charles United Methodist Church exists for the people who do not know Christ yet. If we think that it exists for us, then we have missed the point. How can the Spirit love through you to love others, so that others would know that Christ loves them no matter what? That Christ invites them to accept this joy, to walk through that door and to experience this abundance of joy. See, that's the gift that we have to offer. That's why we exist. That is the joy of the love of God in Christ Jesus that's in our hearts. Would you pray with me? Glorious Lord, holy God, I thank you for Christ, for his love, for his sacrifice that he gave of himself, taking the form of a slave, and emptied himself so that we may have life. Thank you, God, for sending your Spirit, giving us gifts that we may undergird the body of Christ, build each other up in love, and serve through the church into the world. For it's in Jesus' name we pray. And all of God's children said, amen. Amen. Well, today is World Communion Sunday, which means that around the globe today, that there are billions of Christians who are gathering at the table of the Lord to symbolize the unity of the body of Christ. So I want to invite you to join me in the Great Thanksgiving, which will be up on the screen for you. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right and good and joyful thing always and everywhere to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. You made from one every nation people to live on all the face of the earth. And so with your people on earth and all the company of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Holy are you and blessed is your Son, Jesus Christ. By the baptism of his suffering, death, and resurrection, you gave birth to your church. Deliver us from slavery to sin and death, and make with us a new covenant by water and the Spirit. He commissioned us to be witnesses, His witnesses, to the ends of the earth, and to make disciples of all nations, and today in all the world, and joining at His holy table. On the night which He gave Himself up for us, Jesus took bread. He gave thanks to you, broke the bread, gave it to His disciples, and said, "Take and eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of you, of me." When the supper was over, He took the cup. He gave thanks to you, gave it to the disciples, and said, "Drink from this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you will in remembrance of me." And so, in remembrance of these, your mighty acts in Christ Jesus, we offer ourselves in praise and thanksgiving as a holy and living sacrifice in union with Christ's offering for us as we proclaim the mystery of faith. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. Pour out your Holy Spirit on us gathered here and on these gifts of bread and juice. Make them be for us the body and the blood of Christ, that we may be for the world the body of Christ, redeemed by His blood. Renew your communion with the church throughout the world and strengthen it in every nation and among every people to witness faithfully in your name. And by your Spirit, make us one with Christ, one with each other, and one in ministry to all the world until Christ comes in final victory and we feast at His heavenly banquet. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit in your holy church, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty God, now and forever. Amen. So I'm going to invite those who are going to help serve communion to please come forward.